Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSullivan Vaughn with you, the Plow Iggy Monster, alongside for a show that, Doug, I think might be the one because Craig Mish is going to be with us.
And you say, Mishy.
Who's
yep.
Craig Mish? Well, he works at Sirius XM, host of Fantasy Sports Radio on Sirius XM. And Brendan Schaefer, who runs the board for the Press Box and the Midday Grind, tweeted something out yesterday, and I was surprised to see it, and that was what Craig Mish had tweeted. And what he had tweeted, Doug,
yeah,
was that the Marlins did get asked by the Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants about a potential deal, but Stanton was the opinion of the Marlins was that Stanton would not come to St. Louis. And so he said, this comes from the Marlins. It doesn't come from Stanton. So for anybody who wants to take it personal, don't get upset at him. That's just the Marlins' opinion. And once again, are the Marlins even going to trade him anyway? Or Ozuna, or Yelich, or Straley, or Real Muto. But Stanton specifically. So Craig Mish had that report. And we are going to have him on at 9:05 today, Doug. 9:05. Derek Gould at 8:30. So I hadn't seen that story, and then Brendan tweeted it out, and he said, did I miss everybody getting upset about this, or did people just not see it? And so then I tweeted it out to see what people's reaction was. And a lot of people, like, oh, people, he just doesn't want to play for Matheny. He just doesn't want to come to St. Louis. I don't know.
Makes no sense to me. I saw it, and it made no sense. First off, they're not dealing him. Secondly, someone with the Marlins said, we didn't talk to him, but we feel like he won't go to St. Louis. You're talking about trade deadline stuff where teams don't say anything. So, A, why would they say without talking to a player that we get the feeling he wouldn't go to St. Louis? Secondly, why would they say anything? Because that would seemingly let teams know that maybe the Cardinals aren't in on it if they are planning to trade him. You're showing your cards. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me when I read that at all for a couple of reasons.
Well, I don't know why someone wouldn't want to come here.
It's not
Yo,
even about
Stanton
that.
Doesn't want to come here. He can stay right where he's at. If he doesn't want to play for the best fans in baseball, how about you just stay down there in South Florida? I don't know what it is you don't like about our town. Whether it's the murder rate or the chlamydia, where we're number one, if you don't like it, then we don't want you. You stay right there with your bad self. I am tired of it.
I like that.
That is pretty good.
I don't think.
So why would a team say where a player stands without getting it from the player? And why in this situation where you're allegedly trying to deal, they're saying no, but if they are taken off, why would they say anything about it?
I don't know why Miami would say anything about this. If you're trying to make a deal, you hush your lips. Loose lips sink ships. And I don't really care where Stanton does or does not want to go. And I don't want the Marlins saying a peep about it.
And I can take this and put it in our own little world. Yeah. We get talent scouts listening all the time.
We do.
And, we had that one talent scout from Bakersfield, California, and I said, I haven't talked to Tim, but I don't think Tim wants to go there.
I've never been to Bakersfield. What's that like?
I just didn't like the selection.
Is that out by Fresno?
The guys aren't cute enough.
Fine, I said it.
Doesn't that strike you as odd, as an odd report, though, that they would speak for a player without speaking to the player? Because that's what Mish later said, hey, this is what they're saying their feeling is. And then that was weird to me. And then also, why would they say anything about a team possibly not being in the running for that? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
The good thing is
we'll be able to ask him directly and see what he has to say, because it's a fair point. It's a Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design Air has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Larry Nickel, Derek Gould, Craig Mish, your guests. And we'll have the Hot Shots email of the day at 9:45, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Doug, that's it. I mean, here you go.
Nope, there's more.
What?
It's Iggy's birthday. Happy birthday,
oh,
Iggy.
I saw the tweet.
Hello, Iggy. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We have Iggy's birthday today and the show's birthday tomorrow. Doug, what do we have on Thursday?
I don't know. I'd about do it for the birthdays.
Can I say thanks to, I don't know if I know this gentleman. I don't know if he's on the fan page. Adam Heinzman.
Oh, Heinze, yeah.
He has sent me a dozen Pro V1s for my birthday.
Wow, now that's a nice gesture.
That is a nice gift.
That could shave a stroke or two off your game.
Huh. Now, he did say something that was offensive to you in the card, didn't he?
No. It wasn't offensive. Happy birthday, Bacon Face from Adam
Heinzman. A little offensive. Mm.
What's up
with
that?
Well, it's just a new nickname people seem to be calling me, but thank you to Adam. Appreciate it.
Doug, when is Mish on? That's from Normal Tom.
Like the 9 o'clock hour.
9:05 is what I got it as.
On his regular show? I don't know.
We call him Misher? Misher?
Give it a run.
I think so.
If Stanton knew how supple Doug's luscious ass was, he would have caught the red eye to Lambert. It's from the hipster Tower Grove South.
Do we have reports that he was at Lambert?
Got one yet.
Hipster Tower Grove South. There are no hipsters in Tower Grove South, by the way. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Most of the hip cats live out Sunset Hills, that area.
All right.
Yeah. Tower Grove South has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. I'll just do the paperwork here.
Guys, I trademarked tired of it. Doug owes me 3 cents. Thanks, Steve in Wildwood.
Who's the guy in Kansas City? Isn't that his thing anyway?
Oh, you got a bathroom out of that, didn't you?
Yeah. But didn't he originally
say? I don't think it was a thing. I think he was legitimately tired of it.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's really an homage to him.
I don't know if that was when I was doing the show with Bob or if that was just audio from Kansas City.
From Kansas City. He was going to go pumpkin picking.
Was that the
tired
same
tired of it!
So yeah, let's be honest. We're just stealing from him.
Yeah, so I think Stephen Wildwood, you owe Bob Fesco money.
Fesco was ahead of his time.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
That's a good one.
Doug, fly Stanton in. Take him to Crown Candy for one of those milkshakes, and he'll definitely want to come here. Thanks. That's Sean Mahoney.
BLT there is awesome, too.
Yeah, it is. Went there in January.
That's the move. And then a banana chocolate milkshake.
I went chocolate. Watch this. I went chocolate.
If you're one of the biggest stars in the league, and Stanton probably is, I could see where you'd want to play in New York, L.A.
Whoa.
Who knows if this is true? Whoa. No offense. It's a guy on series who said the team said they didn't talk to him. But
no, if you read it on the internet, then it's true.
No, but
things don't get written.
No. But even the way it's written on the internet never says Stanton said this. Someone on the Marlins said they believe he feels this way, but they haven't asked him about it.
Okay, if Stanton has come out that strongly against coming to St. Louis, we don't want him. We've got Grichuk hitting home runs at a pace faster than Stanton this week.
He might break Bond's record.
Well, he could. At this rate, there's enough games left, sure.
Yep.
Well, we had three homers last night. That's not enough? That's not enough for you, people? We got to make a big trade? They're going to duplicate this every night the rest of the way.
I would hope. Oh, the worm has turned, gentlemen. The worm has turned. If we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
Nice.
And I think last night was the start of that. Cubs losing. Pick up a game on the Brewers who didn't play. That's nice.
You pick up a game on a team that didn't play?
Half a game. Yeah. Half a game.
I didn't know how the math worked.
You round up. That's how it works.
So we're just four back now.
Spirit half game.
Spirit half game. Yep.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, this club is on a charge.
Sunday charged. Stanton hit two home runs last night. By the way, he's at 32.
Yeah, but they weren't as impactful as Grichuk's.
And then when he got off the field, he said, this is where I'm staying. I'm not going to Missouri.
So silly. Hey, we just want other teams to know in case we deal Stanton, the Cardinals are out of it. It doesn't make sense to me. That's usually not how teams do their business.
But
we'll talk to Mischer. We'll talk to Mischer, see what's going on there, what the word is.
Well, I'm upset with Stanton right now, though. I never thought he'd say something like this.
Why don't you fly down to Miami for Channel 4 and ask him point blank, and you'll be the first one to get an answer.
That's a good idea. We could wait till spring training next year. You know, they train right there next to the Cardinals.
No, no,
no, but you won't be first then.
Oh, we don't care for first. We'll act like we're first.
Why don't you take one of those backpack microwave deals, tell your bosses, get me on a flight to Florida. I'll do the whole sports cast from Stanton's house.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. Yeah, and then you go, couldn't find them, so I'm going to the beach.
Okay.
Doug, the only worm that's turned was my worm up your...
No, who says things like that?
Mae Young's newborn hand.
He's been disqualified.
Now, that's different than whatever's going on with Dotem.
Mae Young's newborn hand has been disqualified.
What, what is disqualified?
I don't know. I'm trying to get an explanation.
That means he's DQ'd.
Okay.
No, I still don't understand what that means, though. You use like a different way of saying it.
He's been disqualified.
From what?
From this presentation.
Is that like a ban?
Yeah.
So he's right there with Dotem.
Well, he hasn't been suspended indefinitely like Dotem, but he has indeed been disqualified, and furthermore, he's been put on notice.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Guys, we are good to go. A couple gopher balls and a missed throw to the plate. NLCS, here we come. It's from the Brentwood Forest Cabana boys, so I guess he sees it as well. See, the cat, you like the polls. We have 24 hours worth of a sample size now, 1,500 respondents. What probability do you give the Cardinals of making it to the NLCS this year? The final results are in. 79% say less than 5%. 16% say 5% or better. 4% say 20% or better. 1% 40% or better. And then the sellers, buyers question, 1,700 voted. 87% say sell. Do you think tonight will be Lance Lynn's last start as a St. Louis Cardinal?
To say yes or no would indicate that I have some idea what's being offered for Lynn, and I have absolutely no idea.
They tried to get Stanton for him, but Stanton said no go.
That was the deal?
If the Cardinals keep him, they get a draft choice, they do get something in return, and they get to keep him for the rest of the way to see if they have a shot at trying to climb through that small window of opportunity. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's on the table for him. So it's hard for me to say. I do know
he
believes he's done as a Cardinal either now or later.
That's what makes it hard for us to speculate, because you just don't know if a guy like that could get you a lot of players or not much. Not much is going to help you this year.
I may didn't get much in return, and he'll love it in Minnesota.
I don't know that he'll like Minnesota. I don't know that he will. That's a nice town this time of year. You better skedaddle out of there by November.
Janie the Lesbian says it's a hotbed for lesbianism. Hotbed.
Yeah. Well, we'll check with Jaime once he...
Yeah, we ought to
Jaime's
check
not a lesbian, so I don't think that'll come into play.
Well, I'm not saying you don't have to be a lesbian to say that it is a hotbed. You see stuff.
How much are you going to see?
Well, I've seen you do some things around here that's a little untoward.
What have you seen?
I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
Let's just say the... Marlins know what you're all about.
And that's got something to do with Stanton.
Sounds like it.
Shunning our town.
The Marlins saw what you did. They went to Stanton, didn't ask him about St. Louis, but told him about St. Louis and just assumed he doesn't want to be part of it.
He probably knows that the media won't roll over here.
I think you should reissue the poll, because polls are fun. Now that they won last night, maybe we get better results. As a rights holder, I'd like to see
them be buyers.
I'd like to see
swallow up.
I would. Yeah, the worm has turned, gentlemen.
Yes, Big Al.
Oh, hello,
hey,
Al.
Gang.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Doug. I'm heading to my satellite office out here in Ellsbury. Should be teeing off here about 20 minutes. And just want to let you know that when my boss told me to slow down, I called in 2 days later to my real boss, his wife, and she said, "Don't you slow down." I said, I wasn't thinking about it, but he told me to. And then the next day, I got $200,000 worth of work from Boeing. Thank you, Boeing. And I didn't do anything different. So just want to let you know that, Doug, that we appreciate you on Channel 4. And, Ken, thanks, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
He's working the dais, Doug.
Because the Cardinals have a winning streak now, and I'm very impressed by it.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo, Basil. What does that all mean? Anyway, happy birthday. I got an extra putter for you that accused everybody and John right under the sun of stealing. So happy birthday. I'll give you that, baby. How old are you, Iggy?
84.
No, you're not.
You don't look a day over 80, Iggy. Good
thank you for the birthday wish.
45.
It's easy enough to go find out. I just don't tell people how old I am, but you can find out if you like.
Okay, don't worry about it. Hey, Timmy's the baby kicking?
The baby is kicking.
Awesome. When's it due again? When's he due?
August 27th.
Little Flozell.
Holy smoke. That's coming up fast.
Well, Mama went out to
Oshkosh and got him a little golfing outfit, so I'll be presenting that to you after he pops out.
Oh, sweet.
So good
luck great
with
at
you
St. Louis Country
and
Club, Annette.
God bless you guys, and I'm going to go try to get some orders out here in Ebury, and it's at the very top. It's looking down on the valley, and I'm going to yell in about 20 minutes, open the window, I'm going to yell free dotum. See if you can hear it.
Nice. That'll be fun.
It's not necessary. All right. See you, Al.
When you're in the delivery room, this is something that the doctors...
A pro tip?
This is what the doctors really get a kick out of. So you go there, your wife's ready, the birthing process is set to begin, and you kind of elbow the doctor out of the way, and you get under center, you go, blue, 32! Blue. This makes the hospital staff very happy.
Does it really?
Yeah. They love it, and they go, this is fun.
Mm.
And then your wife is relaxed. She's like, oh, you minx.
Calls me a minx?
Yeah, that's what will happen. So someone just texted in, yeah, Kat, everyone wants to play for the Cardinals. That was exactly my point, wasn't it, Tim, that I was trying to make?
Yeah.
That everyone wants to play for the Cardinals. Everyone would offer a hometown discount, too, just to be part of this operation and live amongst us.
This is the best baseball city in the world.
Nice.
Why wouldn't you want to play here?
Nice.
Housing is rather inexpensive.
No crime.
It's important if you're making $200 million.
Almost no crime. You can find a house here if you're worth $200 million.
We had an incident at our offices at Fox Sports Midwest. I probably shouldn't say this, but there's that Union Station area.
Fudgery.
Wonderful. Can be a little sketchy sometimes.
Matter of opinion.
We've seen, we've heard gunplay. We've seen it. And I guess the other day, the producers were in there and they look out the window and seems to be some sort of commotion. They hear pop, 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 pop. And they go, nope, another shooting. And they said the police arrived like 10 minutes later and just put some orange cones out and some, like, almost like they're dejected. All right.
They keep the cones right there for the
next
shooting.
They just know that the pop, 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 pop.
Sad.
It is sad. Because I got the fudgery right there.
Yeah, that
you can't have fudgery and gunplay in the same area.
Is it still there? It's not even still there.
Yes,
it is. The fudgery is still there.
Yeah.
What else is in the Union Station these days?
There's a couple little shops that sell like St. Louis number one mugs.
Oh,
and like Fred Bird stuffies and T-shirts and an aspirin. An aspirin.
Isn't that seafood place still in there?
Landry's.
Yeah, Landry's is there. Hard Rock's still there.
KC's got to. KC, wherever, Emmis.
And then they always have little theme things. Like during Christmas, they have like the Christmas festival where it's like, we call this the Great Christmas Forest. And it's like two Christmas trees sitting
there. Oh, well, that's dense.
You know? Dense shrubs. Guys, I talked to a guy with the Cardinals that said Lynn doesn't want to stay in St. Louis. Thanks. That's from the Kirkwood Cutler. Doug, we have insiders.
Yeah.
I have talked to Lance Lynn. I promise you, given he understands it's a business, he knows he can make a boatload of money, and that's, you know, the job. But given his preference, he would stay in St. Louis. He actually is very comfortable here. He's at the same place, apartment that he rents in St. Louis for years now. And he's made a boatload of money.
Great rent control.
He could, you know, he just likes it. He could buy, you know, with the money he's made, you know, a fancy house somewhere in St. Louis and not live there for the rest of the year. He's got another house somewhere. He just likes it.
Mm-hmm.
He's comfortable.
Well, I'd prefer to stay in St. Louis too, but if someone offered me $120 million to go
like
anywhere
Fox
else,
Sports One.
I'd be gone.
Yeah, he gets that, but given his price, he wishes he could make that $120 mil here.
Have you talked to Craig Mish and let him know you will not go to Los Angeles and work for FS1 if you get a chance to argue with Skip Bayless over Michael Greller and Jordan Spieth's relationship?
No, I'll go. I'll go. I'm just looking for that $5 million contract that Skip Bayless gets for screaming.
He got a signing bonus of what, $3 million, I think. A signing bonus. Well, you got one too. Doug and I never get a signing bonus. Doug, you and I are cautionary tales. We're schleppers.
Oh, I know.
When a young person says, I'd like to get into broadcasting, people go, let me tell you about Hayes and Vaughn.
Two old guys in the balcony at the Muppets.
complaining. Fucking RJ.
We didn't have signing bonuses, and we liked it.
You preferred not to get them?
Well, that's what we say, because we never get
Doug them. Doug and I signed our first contracts not drawing salary, but doing it purely for the love of sport, because we had passion.
Guys, Lance Lynn's new contract. Oh, wow. So there's an... The kid, you didn't tell us this. Lance Lynn's new contract is 7 years, $150 million with the Cardinals. He hasn't signed the contract yet, but I am still reporting it. He will be a Cardinal for life. Thanks. That comes from Don Caesar.
That's nice info there.
Don Caesar would say that Lance Lynn's a second baseman, too.
Guys, they say that Lynn is the one that told Stanton not to come to St. Louis. I don't know why they is, though. That's above my pay grade. Thanks. That comes from Beer Cats Barrett.
Oh.
Yours truly is back and ready to dabble in sports media mischief.
Ha ha. What a wild card.
Doug, you can't believe it, but we're in the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour Design Air with 75 technicians, more than 75 technicians. So they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Went to breastfeeding class last night.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
That seems like a come on, Tim, doesn't it?
Clip that off, Plowhawk, if you would. Yeah, and I thought I was going to get to see some breastises, even though they're, you know, not necessarily Julie Ann condition at this moment.
No.
But no, they just gave you like a doll, and it had... You would like act like it's like real, and then you would like do stuff with it. So that was the class.
Okay,
good story.
Well, that was nice.
And you so you, so many you medical guys have terms. Decided to breastfeed.
I didn't know that that was even a decision.
No, you're supposed to.
Okay,
it's better for them.
That's what they say, and I guess there's data, but the kid, if you have the right formula, it can be fine. There's not necessarily a downside to the
They say especially in the early days and weeks of a baby's life, you're supposed to have mother's milk. There's something in it that you just can't get recreating in formula.
What about father's milk?
It won't work.
Stepfather's milk
definitely won't work.
Plowhawk's Laughter was brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. It's the home of the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
I can tell you this, when you're in the hospital with your wife ready to have the blessing, the breastfeeding community, like there is apparently a group that is pro-breastfeeding, and they come and they give you the hard sell.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true.
Why do they care?
I guess they feel it's better for us as a species. Oh, you know, we took a big hit with that Phelps losing to the shark, and so now...
And so now they formed over the last 48 hours.
Now it's, yeah.
Holy crap.
I think they think the more natural breastfeeding that goes on, the better equipped we are to beat a shark in a race down the road.
That could be. You have to remind us again, Tim, as you get closer to the due date, because we're going to have to go out and buy our frankincense and myrrh to deliver to this new infant.
That's right.
I'm going to get you, like we always do when our friends have a kid, a little Cardinal Snuggie thing. What do you call it?
Snuggie thing?
You know, like a little toddler outfit, a onesie.
Oh, yeah.
Because this kid will be raised a Cardinal fan because we have the best fans in baseball, and he will be part of that community.
Nice. I think he would. Jeez, I would hope so, unless he's a Stanton follower.
I'm getting a contract.
Yeah, we already signed him. Well, he hasn't signed it yet, but we're still...
No, all your sons breastfed?
Well, in the early days.
What do you mean the early days?
What was
like
going on now?
Right after they're born.
Once they turn 12, we don't breastfeed them anymore.
No, right after they're born, they do. But
how long?
I don't recall exactly how long it was.
Okay.
I guess a year is about...
Wasn't terribly long.
Apparently, like the move.
I don't know that it was that long.
You can't be bothered with
the lady who was teaching last night said she wanted to get to a year, and for whatever reason, just came up short. I don't know. Beats the hell out of me.
Well, I think the glands eventually stop producing, right?
Don't say glands.
I think that's the right term, though. I think that's the right term.
You don't got no milk.
I don't like your attitude about it, though, Doug. Usually you're a wonderful father figure, And I said, "Well, how long? I don't know.
Oh, sorry, I don't have the exact time for that.
I was out bringing home the bacon and frying it up in a pan.
Don't have the exact day for you when it stopped.
No, I just asked for
kind of a personal thing.
I said
thing.
For how long? Well, you're the one that was pro. You're the one that said pro breastfeeding. Well, so
I think any doctor would tell you yes that's the
I don't know
supposedly the healthiest way to go.
I don't
because
know.
That's how we evolved.
I know there are some, but I know there are some that if you get the right formula, you're fine. But that's why I was asking, how long do you do that for? I wasn't trying to get in your personal
business. I don't have the exact date for
you
when it stopped.
No, you could have said a couple of months, a year.
I don't recall exactly how long it was.
Well, that is a far cry from asking for an exact date. I just wanted just a general amount of time, which is the best doing that. And you have done it three times.
Three times.
I wasn't the one involved in it.
I heard you were.
So to give you the time frame, I don't really have it.
Well, you're around the house, so if there was breastfeeding going on, you probably knew
about
it.
I wasn't around the house very much.
Probably working.
One of us is engaged in double journalism.
Double journalism.
You were not doing double journalism back there, liar.
I was always involved in journalism, even if it didn't always pay anything.
Hey, Doug, little Johnny's doing fine. Don't bother me with that woman. I've got things on my mind.
Double journalism.
I always tell my wife that she needs to milk my pud. There's things in there she can't get from other places. Doug, that's Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
And he's also got himself suspended.
Not just Sean qualified?
Sean Mahoney's dead eye has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. You'll Hot Shots, voted number one sports bar in St. Louis by readers of the Riverfront Times. Visit one of their 11 St. Louis area locations today.
I evolved by sucking on Doug's nipples, and no. I turned out to be okay. Thanks, Brandon in St. Charles.
Brandon, St. Charles, suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Damn,
thank you,
like
Right Business Products,
like
for the ink pens.
Yeah, it's a DQ.
Is this a DQ also? What?
No, Mae Young's newborn hand is disqualified. The others are still in the game.
I got to say, this morning,
I'm
Doug,
not real happy with them.
You are lacking detail. We're confused as to the difference between a random suspension and a disqualification.
You don't want to be disqualified. That's right. Enough information for you right now.
Okay.
Guys, I don't know about breastfeeding, but my stepdad still hasn't stopped milking my prostate. That's from the 314.
Well, we're getting the same kind of joke over and over again.
314 suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Let's keep it cleaner, fellas.
Well, Doug, people are in a tizzy over this Cardinal victory.
The worm has turned. Leak, what was that, 7 shutout innings? Not much to be mad about last night. Zach Duke!
There you go.
If you can't come in and start throwing some strikes, I know you've been hurt. I stubbed my toe last week too, but you don't see me crying about it. I put on a pair of steel-toed work boots, and I showed up for work. And I'm not serving up gopher balls. If you can't protect a 6-run lead... How about you have a seat and we'll bring in Mr. Brevia? I'm tired of that.
Nice.
What's up, man? Okay. Doug, I'd like to be your agent because I will get you a contract at FS1.
$5 million a year?
Well,
that's
minus,
what I'm looking for.
Minus standard fees.
Yeah. JHE takes only 70%, and that's about
right.
It's a
deal. Yeah, I would take it.
Industry standard.
Industry standard, Doug. The Cat, could you tell our audience about Elysium Restoration and Design? Because I'll tell you what, they're in my house on a daily basis working on this basement, Doug. Working on this
well,
basement.
Well, isn't that reason enough to go to Elysium, be like Tim? But the truth is, the warm weather's upon us. It's a perfect time to go ahead and take care of that home renovation project you've been thinking about. Make sure that your home is ready when the nice weather is long gone. And the place to go is Elysium. Elysium Restoration and Design has the highest quality craftsmen with more than 15 years of experience with bathroom remodels, kitchens, basements, additions, windows, doors, and flooring. They do the custom builds like built-in bookshelves, entertainment centers, or added crown molding. They also do office facelifts and tenant build-outs for commercial spaces. Visit erdstl.com or facebook.com/erdstl. And see some of their amazing work for yourself. Elysium Restoration and Design Trust is one of the things they build well.
Yeah, they do. And they do some fine work is what I would tell you. The countertops arrived yesterday.
Oh, what kind of countertops? Go ahead, brag on yourself a little. You got the granite. You got the linoleum. What do you got?
Well, isn't there only really one kind of countertop?
No, there's many types.
I don't know anything about it. I wasn't really involved.
There's many kind of stones. And
Silestone, sure. Formica.
I'm a quartz guy.
You always have been, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, for the money, it looks like granite, but you get it for about a third of the price.
Yeah. You know what's nice, too? A lot of people don't do it, but they should wicker. Wicker countertop.
Wicker!
That doesn't work.
It's a great look.
Wicker
great
will
look.
Not work.
Wicker.
No, that's on a back porch, wicker. Maybe. Wicker and rattan, same family.
Women in my neighborhood growing up, as I recall, had wicker parties.
What?
Yeah. What's that mean?
Wicker is just this, it's like straw bound together and made into a chair.
Mm-hmm. Where did I grow up? In Hickory with Gene Hackman coaching up the boys?
No, it's popular.
Jimmy Chitwood's got a play.
You know, down in Fenton, they have that big wicker festival.
No, this was South City. Certain of it. Doug, right there, Tam and Nottingham.
A lot of people have wicker. There's nothing wrong with wicker proper.
What about the parties? Have you ever been to wicker party?
It makes for a lousy countertop.
You guys
know anything at all about decorating?
It makes a great countertop, except
it makes a hideous countertop.
If you're like slicing food, it can fall between the cracks a little bit, but otherwise, it looks beautiful. But you're a fan of David Letterman.
I am.
You were. Remember Larry Bud Melman?
Yes. Sure.
And he used to have like the phrase of the day, and I'm pretty sure that one day, many, many moons ago, the phrase of the day was, "What do you want, Wicca?"
Nice.
Anyone remember that?
No.
All right, we'll revisit that later in the show.
Okay.
What do you want, Wicca? So I think that's the next trend, Wicca countertops.
It isn't. It's a porous material. That's not what you want with your countertops.
Well, no, it's porous.
Guys, why does Doug always refer to the textures as fellas? I'm a tall, leggy blonde. That's from the 618.
You aren't.
Really? Wow. Very naughty.
I seriously bet we don't have a single tall, leggy blonde listening to this program. Not one.
When you say leggy blonde, you mean a female?
Yes.
Mrs. Wrinkled Sack is definitely leggy.
Not blonde, is she?
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Didn't take much to take down that pot.
Boy.
I really am off
that
my game.
That was a fierce
today.
Argument.
Her name is now Mrs. Wrinkled Sack.
Just a pet name.
All right.
Pet name.
Okay, so these countertops, they're coming in now.
Guys, it's podcaster like the Dickenser C. Hold on, Doug, they're coming in too fast right now. C. White's birthday, too. His mom is a big Iggy Lemming. Wow.
Oh.
Look at this.
Iggy, you interested in pursuing that at all?
I would need to see a picture and know a little bit about her.
Nice. Well, mostly a picture.
My heart is gold.
Well, that, but...
my regime is platinum.
I'm shallow, but
Iggy, any plans for the birthday?
No, I don't celebrate birthdays.
Really, you don't? Honestly,
how about go bowling or something fun,
or shave some strokes, bro?
I was going to, but I need a nap. I didn't get much sleep last night, so I'm gonna go home and sleep.
Maybe we gotta play later this afternoon. I'd be available around Doug, maybe 2:30.
I was actually gonna play with Cletus, and I just texted him and said I'm not gonna make it today. I need to go home and sleep.
Well, what kept you up last night?
Dogs
did for the reels.
The
neighbor has six dogs in his apartment.
The lesbians have six dogs?
No, upstairs neighbor.
What's their problem? Is that Lance Lynn?
Well, I mean, he's a nice guy. We get along great, but he keeps bringing home these rescues for a week and then gives them back. And at one point, there's six dogs up there just
maybe he's getting
howling.
Ready for the Iditarod. Could be.
So, I don't know. Fighting this tooth infection, and then I try to get asleep. Fall asleep at midnight, and they wake me up at 1. Couldn't take a nap yesterday, just so...
Oh, that's brutal.
Doug, how does that make you feel? He needs to get a nap today to get ready for taking a nap.
Yeah.
And you have, what do you call it, double journalism today?
Yes.
Yeah, you're doing this Cal Ripken thing, kind of as a promo, I guess?
Something like that, yeah. You ever thought about calling the office manager that this guy's keeping a kennel above?
No, I'm not like that. I'm not going to. I just talked to him. I just said, dude, you got to get rid of some of these dogs.
And what did he say?
He said, well, I'm just watching him for a little while. I said, well, a little while is yesterday. It's done. Get him out.
Yeah. When you take a nap during the day, it's hard to say you have to have absolute quiet at 2 in the afternoon. But you said this happened at like 1 in the morning too, right?
Well, it happened in the afternoon. What do you mean you don't need quiet in the afternoon?
Well, I mean, you can't tell everyone I need absolute quiet during the day.
No, but I mean, there shouldn't be six dogs up there.
Well,
his two dogs are fine. But then when he brings four strangers in there and they're all like... stacked on top of each other in crates and
Well, there's no more appropriate place to gather six dogs in an apartment building.
Yeah, one bedroom apartment.
The two are fine. The two are just the names are Yippy and Yappy, right? They're fine.
No, they're fine. They're great dogs. But when you start stacking them all in there, One barks, and then it's a symphony. Mm. And last night, I finally fell asleep about midnight, and sure enough, 12:15. Oh!
Hot. Sounds like a bottom.
That was the end of that sleep, so.
Mm.
So, but no, I don't celebrate birthdays.
You're probably not the only guy there not sleeping.
Yeah, but those lesbians don't sleep.
Maybe upstairs, because he's like in between. I'm bottom, he's middle, there's a top.
Why don't you go in there today, wait till he leaves, and release the hounds?
Hey, how much, how much sleep do you need?
I usually get 7. I'm usually in bed by 10, up by 5.
Well, show prep meeting at 5:30.
If you go to bed at 10, you're missing the sports news on Channel 4.
I DVR and get it in the morning. That's how I do my show prep.
All right, that's fine. It's not real timely, but it's okay. Better than nothing.
Not timely.
Well, yeah, I'd like you to get it live.
Yeah, because we're not going to talk about the Cardinal game in the morning. Only that night while I'm sleeping, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, I want you to be updated just as quickly as you can be. Maybe you'd sleep a little better if you got
the sleep fine.
Sleep.
It's the dogs.
Yeah, it's the
Maybe they should watch your newscast. Maybe they'll fall asleep.
Oh, you son of a son.
Oh, my word.
You son of a son.
Oh, my word.
Yo, you just got dog burned, son.
I'm back.
So, I've been disappointed in you in the past. Absolutely, I have. On numerous occasions, never really to this extent.
I really don't watch regular TV other than Modern Family and on American movie classics, Preacher.
Preacher.
Preacher with the great Ruth Negga. She won a, she was up for an Academy Award.
Now, Ruth Buzzy was a real card.
What was her thing?
She
wore a hairnet and hit people with her purse, right?
Yeah, with her bag.
Doug. Yeah. I'm not tall, blonde, or leggy, but I am short, stout female who listens to the show. Mm. So don't be a hater, Doug. That's from The Brown-Eyed Girl.
Ooh. Short and stout. When you describe yourself as short and stout, it's probably not a real good thing.
Isn't that a little teapot?
I don't think most girls would like to describe themselves as stout. It's not a real feminine term that girls.
Kind of hot, though. I mean, kind of hot.
Not really that
erotic, I guess. Not hot.
I wouldn't say no. No. But yeah, we're happy to have her listening.
You going to get a nap today, Doug?
I doubt it.
How many hours of sleep?
About 4.5 or so.
I got about 4.
Manchild 79 says short and stout. Holla. Hunt it. Guess he likes that.
I weigh about 236 to 240, depending on how my weekend went. What about you?
I weigh between 235 and 290.
And 290?
He also says, sup, Mrs. SWB. This man, child 79, seems like he might be trying to move in, Doug.
Now, who is SWB?
It's Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
Oh, okay. There has to be an S on the end of that.
False
it
word.
Is.
Yeah.
Right.
What is it? Oh, this was a callback.
What's that?
Hey, Doug, I wanted to extend an invite for some scraping tonight.
Oh, it's that from the eunuch.
That's what eunuchs do. They scrape.
It's hot. Super hot.
Not that hot at all, really. Mm-mm-mm. But then that'll wrap up this show, apparently.
Well, it's a festival because it's Iggy's birthday. We're selling that. We're celebrating that together.
Right, and we have the 13th birthday of the morning after tomorrow. And we got to get this up on Inside STL. But we have a new shirt that was designed, by a young lady by the name of Casey, and she gave us all our own shirts for the birthday.
It's a treat.
It's a sharp look.
Yeah,
Kat, you got yours.
Yeah,
and then she made one for Anna Marie, too, in that, what do they call this?
It's a girl style.
They call it girl style, though?
Yeah, because it's cut to fit a woman's figure, and the sleeves are a little shorter. Now, you and I have numbers. Mine is 3.
I'm 99.
I thought you'd be 6.
Nope, 99. I guess I've moved
3.
On
and
the
then
great
some
one.
He gets 1/8. Isn't that an homage to pot smoking? But some guys didn't get numbers. I wonder
Iggy
why.
You get a number?
I don't believe so.
Doug, you get a number?
I don't think I got a number. I didn't really need a number. I'm thrilled with the T-shirt. Thanks for the T-shirt.
It's kind of a sharp-looking T-shirt.
So we have to wear these tomorrow for the uniform?
I'm not really big in telling people what to wear.
And the station is behind this anniversary in a big way. What do they have planned for us? Just as a little tip of the cap.
It sounds like it's a surprise party.
Probably just don't know about it.
The surprise is nothing.
Well, would we throw a party for some other show?
Frank's show?
But at the
Frank's got to be on. Iggy, how long has Frank been doing his show? It's got to be close to 25 years, isn't it?
He started, I think, at the tail end of the first 590, so probably 21, I would guess, maybe.
Oh, really? I interned there in 98, and he was working, I think he was working with Bernie Miklas then, I think.
Yeah, I think he came the last part of before Marasek took over.
Doug, what year was that?
Oh, hell, I
98, so I'm guessing 96, maybe.
I liked him when he was with Gordo.
I mean, oh, yeah.
That was a good show.
I thought he'd been doing it longer than 90, really? I thought it was 92.
93. No, he wasn't at KASP.
That was at 92 or 93.
I don't know the
most dates. Radio programmers do believe, however, that our run is much more impressive than Frank's run in many ways.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, really? Many ways.
They don't really spell it out why. They just say many ways.
It's much more impressive in many ways.
Probably. Yeah, to have to get along with everybody for this long as opposed to just being there yourself.
Well, also because he has content, and this show from the beginning had nothing.
Right. Frank, how are you today?
There's that man.
The steamer. Mm-hmm. Guys, short and stout and brown-eyed, join Ellen and the other fatties. Thanks, Mario in Chicago.
Ellen's not fat in the least.
Doug, I mean, I think our listeners are hot.
Well.
And the women are, too.
Haven't seen... A lot of women listeners haven't seen. We've seen Mrs. Ballsack and a couple more. Ellen.
Janie the lesbian.
I guess the ones we have seen are hot. Yeah,
see?
I guess they
knew
are.
It.
Yeah.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yep.
Now, I remember last week you said we were talking about Mrs. Ballsack, and you said that I wouldn't even be able to pick her out in a crowd. I didn't really see her that much. And then Buck Swope posted a picture on the fan page of you standing right behind her looking at her foot.
Her foot? Where was this?
So to say that I didn't really spend much time looking at her, there's a picture of you standing right over her shoulder staring at her foot.
Way to hold him accountable.
Where was this?
At our remote where she came up and did foot fetish.
Okay, so she's at the dais.
Dais, you acknowledge it's a dais.
With her foot up in Jay's face, and I was looking at it.
You're standing right there, but then you said I wouldn't even be able to pick her out in a crowd. I didn't spend much time seeing her. When she was standing right there and you were looking right at her.
And there's photographic evidence. Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Doug, are you taking questions?
There's a lot of people.
Why are you lying on this? Why are you lying about this issue? Why does this issue cause you to lie?
There's a lot of people that I have stood next to and I still couldn't pick them out in a crowd the next time I saw them.
Seems like you might be lying on this particular issue.
Mm, sorry.
Guys, Jane is fine, mainly because I can envision her sleeping with me and my wife. That's from Mario in Chicago. Who's Jane?
Janie?
Janie the lesbian?
Janie. But it's spelled J-A-N-E. When you spell Janie, J-A-N-I-E. Maybe it was just a missing I. Maybe it was a missing I.
Could have been.
Let's not panic over it.
But I didn't know if we actually had another female listener other than like the two we're aware of.
The answer to that is we
probably
don't.
Probably not. No.
We don't.
No. I would guess no. Definitely not.
Bite me, Mario. That's from the brown-eyed girl who is short and stout.
A little stout gal.
Like if you're describing your new female interest to a friend and you say she's stout, do you think your bros are all turned on?
It depends if she's got a beautiful personality, Tim. You know that.
Yeah. Doug, short and stout means she's got that cake. No implants needed. Thanks. That's from Brother Hebert.
Mm. Nobody wants to have sex with me now!
Okay, well. Sorry, don't complain about it so loudly.
Yeah, I don't think stout is a word that you generally hear when describing a very attractive woman.
Uh-uh.
Could be.
They prefer terms slender.
You know what they say if it's someone who might have a couple extra lbs, they go shapely.
And sometimes they say zoftig.
Zoftig.
Ooh, nice. That's nice, Jack.
Zoftig is big bone.
Doug, it's a compliment to know you think Mrs. Ballsack is good looking. Hashtag blessed. That's from Scott's wrinkled ballsack. This guy's ass going to be cucked.
But I don't want to make it a cuck situation.
Well, yeah, she was. I remember she was very attractive, but I don't remember that.
Didn't you say
I don't know that I recognize her if she walked in right now?
Any, you said anyone would pick her out in a crowd, didn't you say? Wasn't that you that said that?
Anyone would pick her out in a crowd?
Yeah, like there she is. I can see her.
Oh no, I didn't say that.
Well, you said you couldn't.
No, I probably couldn't.
Doug, my dad told me that stout girls are like scooters. They're fun to ride until your friends see you riding one.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I enjoy a good scooter.
Doug, here's how you know you could pick her out in a crowd. Because if it was a crowd of our listeners, she'd be the only female.
Right.
And you go, that's her.
Then I could probably do it.
Yeah. Guys, stout equals FUPA. Thanks. It's from the 618.
You don't know that. It could just mean a well put together young woman with a wonderful personality and a zest for life.
It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air. The cat's a client. I'm a client. And Doug's a client.
Mm-hmm.
Design Air Heating and Cooling. Want to know why we are? Well, Design Air is St. Louis's top HVAC provider. It's because there's no pressure surface, and it's second to none. With over 75 trained and qualified HVAC technicians, Design Air Heating and Cooling will always provide fast and friendly service across the metro area. Doug the Cat and I have all used Design Air and can attest to their fast and friendly service, whether you reside in Kirkwood, St. Peter's, O'Fallon, Maryland Heights, North or South County, or St. Louis City proper. Design Air will take care of you. Call them today at 314-739-1600 or visit online at designairservice.com. Design Air Heating and Cooling is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Doug, she is built. She is stacked. Got all the curves that men like. That's from the Bad Mama Jamma.
Here's the picture Iggy was referring to that our account the morning after.
So that picture is saying what? I think Doug was leaving, and maybe he was just looking as he walked past. I think that's what was going on. Doug had to leave early to go back downtown and do sports.
And this is all speculation. I could be wrong, but my guess looking at the picture is you might have just spotted a bunion on that foot. Is that possible?
I may have, yeah. Yeah. And
hey lady, you got a bunion there.
We could alert a physician if they're one of those in the crowd.
I'm going to run out and get you a bunion pad.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If you see Mrs. Balsack once, you will remember her.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Whoa. I hope Lady Bearcats
and he just looked at you.
Jealous,
he just glared. Iggy glared at Doug.
Well, she got the entire package. She's got looks, body, personality, nice feet for Jay.
You like this Balsack.
His wife.
Sorry. I was just wondering, do you guys have, like, commercial breaks?
I like all of our listeners, but she's an attractive one.
What about the CJ6?
I'm not sure who's still in that group.
Oh, they disbanded.
Well, they
kind of like the USFL.
They keep saying that we're not part of that group, which I thought they were. Somebody
who's
says
they? Who's they, boy?
There's one guy, I forget who it is. It says,
Doug, who is it?
It's not all first name, two first name people in CJ6, and I don't know. But I get along with all those guys.
Any of them have hot wives that you lust after?
I don't think Beercast is part of the CJ6, so no.
What group is he in? Is he in a gang?
Is he in? Is he part of the Goob 11? Blauhawk?
He's part of the Oakville 2.
Goob 11's like the Alabama. We have. Oh, I mean, we're just traditional powerhouse. We get all the 5-star recruits.
Mm-hmm.
And the CJ6, I think, is realizing, hey, maybe we need to like transfer to JUCO and maybe try to get to the Goob 11 next season.
I see.
So I think they're just kind of the, you know, they realize they can't compete. So we just.
Bearcats is more East Coast cool.
Yeah, they're more
he's
U.S.
He's basically on the East Coast out there in Oakville.
You can see the ocean from Oakville.
Yeah, you can get a plane ride from here to there.
Iggy, I'm CJ6, and we are stronger than Goob 11's weak sauce. Thanks, that's from the Brentwood Forest Cabana Boy. Well, there's a member right there of the CJ6.
Yeah. We were always going to go to Brentwood Forest Pool about this time of year, weren't we?
Why can't we do it? Why don't we go there and see if we can score? I bet we can.
I bet we couldn't.
What?
Well, there wouldn't be anyone at the pool at 7 in the morning.
Plus, you and I are fossils.
You know what? It's kind of cathartic to take the long pole with the screen and fish some of the bugs out of a swimming pool. We could do that.
I used to have a pool. I loved it. People are, the maintenance on a pool. I found it relaxing.
Yeah, it's not a horrible thing.
You know what else you do? You take a little chlorinated tablets and you shock that pool and make it clean and ready to swim.
No, I don't like it if there's a frog in there.
Why not?
I don't want a frog in the pool. I haven't forbid a snake. I'm not sure I could go back in a pool that had a snake in it.
Ever?
It'd be hard. It'd be hard.
Doug, ain't nobody messing with my click, 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 click. That's from the Man Cave Lemmings.
Okay.
God, that's another group. Were you aware of them, Plow Rocky?
Nah, we don't really pay attention. Like I said, we're just...
You don't have to if you're Alabama. You know, yeah. What the other guys do, you concern
yourself.
It's like,
oh, you got a couple three-star recruits? That's cool. Yeah. We just picked up the number one QB from New Jersey, you know, kind of something like that. So
all right.
We're cool.
Yeah, sure you
are. Bubbles is sending in pictures of his wife in a thong bending over playing Call of Duty.
Mm.
Hmm. What does she look like? And we're just going to say that's her?
Why would he feel the need to send us that?
A lot of our listeners do send these pictures in, and
why?
I don't know why. I think it starts out as like one or two guys in their real pictures, and then they just like pull pictures off of free ones and send them in.
I think,
but it's fine. Keeps me going throughout the show.
Okay,
guys, if the Goob 11 is Alabama, Plowsy is the backup punter at best. That's from the Crystal City Clam Hammer. That's a serious.
I would have to disagree since I'm affiliated with the show that they are. Friends on a fan page with, I would say that I'm more of the Nick Saban, correct?
I would agree with that.
Mm. Yeah, probably so.
You're the brain of the operation.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm an O coordinator. I think Deke might be the Saban, but he could be, you know, the...
Like, who's offensive coordinator in Alabama? They go through him quickly.
I think we all know.
Sarkisian, I think it is now.
Well, it was Lane Kiffin, then I thought Sarkisian left.
I don't know, but it's a guy who he'll whip together a nice little system.
Manchild 79 says, send some of those picks out, B. Guys, I'm sure that stout chick would come to the pool. Fat chicks are always dying for attention, and boy, are there some desperate guys at your events. Thanks,
yeah, there really are. It might be the perfect gathering for us.
Mario in Chicago.
Yep, we could get the long pole with the screen and fish some bugs out of there. Some stout girls could come looking for attention, and they would get it. From our desperate listening base.
I don't think they're desperate. Our male listeners are gainfully employed,
yep.
Well-to-do,
yep.
Well-educated.
I haven't seen that.
Yep.
They're also slaves for fashion.
Cletus just texted me and said, shouldn't we be talking about Paul's wife? Yeah, I played golf on Sunday. Doug, did you see my round?
I didn't watch it, no.
Shot 41-40 at Peavely with Cletus. And Paul, and who else played Iggy? Cletus, Paul. I feel terrible now because I'm drawing a blank. And this person's going to be offended.
Well, there's Paul and Cletus.
Oh, Spencer from Get Tented.
I was going to say, yeah, one of the
sponsors. Yeah, great people, too. He and his wife just had a baby. And Cletus, who has been very vocal about his interest in my wife, has now moved on to Paul's wife. And he was chastising Paul for being too ugly to have the woman he has.
Well, does he
have
some
money?
Which
is also something that I have received from Cletus.
Is this guy running moneyed circles?
I don't know if he runs in moneyed circles.
That's how an ugly guy gets an attractive girl.
I don't know what his financial background
That's
is.
That's usually how it works.
If Maybe you see Dan Caesar will have it this Friday.
If you see a really ugly guy with a beautiful girl, he's probably a doctor.
Now,
he could
be, though, in fairness... packing Lexington Steel like heat.
Probably not.
And Canton, most of the hot girls who get tied down with subpar guys,
yeah.
I think some guys have the strategy of, hey, I'm not going to do better. I'm going to knock this one up. And so at least he has 18 year to kind of try to, you know, wrap her up.
Doug, that's called the meta game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, 18 years. So I have an 18-year point. Come on.
I'm saying
that
sounds
like the cat's not buying in to what was discussed at Burger King on the overnight shift.
Are you saying 18 like the senior in high school? That's when they decide they're going to...
Yeah, I'm talking 18 years. So, you like, obviously you have that child with that person you're going to be affiliated
yeah,
with her.
And that's an 18-year guarantee.
Well, maybe misery. Not a guarantee of... Yeah, probably misery is... Yeah, but mm-hmm. Some guys just are stupid and think that way. That's Ken.
They think the gal will stay with them until the child gets to be 18.
Well, they never do, but that's like the original... plan always.
Doug, here is Paul and I can verify this because I've played with Paul, so this is a real picture as opposed to the ones that get sent in from free ones.
Okay. And this is the one Cletus is trying to take his wife from?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And his wife is 9 or 10 and Paul is 5 or 6. Is that what you're saying?
That's the line that Cletus is taking in this hand.
Paul's got like a little kerchief in his suit pocket, which is nice.
Maybe women like kerchiefs.
That's
Doug, watch this. It was I and my kerchief and she and her cap, and we all settled down for a long winter's nap.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that from The Chronic? Is that 91, Dre? 91?
I don't know.
92.
They seem like a nice couple. Christmas, they make a nice couple, those two.
Yeah, boy, the Sean Mahoney's dead eye has access to a lot of pictures of Paul.
That's kind of creepy.
But that is Paul. I played golf with the man on Sunday.
Do you keep in your possession a lot of pictures of another gentleman and his wife?
I honestly, I don't.
Iggy does. Iggy does.
Sean Mahoney's dead eye does. Well, Doug, this proves that our listener, actually, Paul said his wife couldn't be any less familiar with the radio show.
Well, good for her. Good for her. Shouldn't worry about this nonsense. Dog and pony show.
Doug, I won't hear it. Paul is handsome. Sean Mahoney's dead eye. I mean, you've really kind of...
Oh, well, you showed me the picture. He looked like a St. Louis 5 or 6.
And Charlie's a St. Louis 9? Is that what he said?
Well, that's what he called himself. He called himself a solid St. Louis 9, I thought.
So now the stoner apartment-dwelling, dog-loving producer is deciding which guys are subpar. Just hit the levers, Plowsy. That's from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side Lover. Sounds like you might have gotten in his kitchen a little bit, Plowhawk.
I'm just saying, from like judging like on looks, yeah, some subpar guys get dynamite females. Dynamite being from Canton, which are probably St. Louis 5.5s.
Right.
They try to lock them down anyway, and by any means necessary. I wasn't trying to judge
Malcolm
any other
X.
guys.
There's probably a couple farmers' daughters who would be a St. Louis 9 or 10, aren't there?
Yeah, not many.
No. They grow them stout there on the farm because they got to lift the hail bale.
Very stout, yes.
Do they?
Doug, nothing like a bunch of fat asses whose lives revolve around a radio show critiquing women's looks. Thanks. I don't know if that's from the stout girl or somebody else. Tim, what are your thoughts on Peevely? Loved it. Great track, Doug. Have you played it?
Years ago, I did.
Really? Yep. Why don't we go out there today and see if we can shave strokes?
Well,
for Iggy's birthday.
I'll be busy. I'll be busy.
Why don't you do the satellite live shot from Peevely?
Well, I don't know if the satellite goes that far out of town.
We got a break. Larry Nichols going to be with us. Derek Gouldman, Craig Mish, who reported yesterday that the Marlins told the Cardinals that they don't believe Giancarlo Stanton would accept a trade to St. Louis. All of that coming your way here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.